obviously, you know, a little disappointed, but give them credit. They beat us, and they're better than we are right now, and we got to, you know, that's the reality of it, and we need to continue to improve, look what the areas that we need to get better at, and just keep getting back to work. And we'll have to do that on Monday. We've had a pretty good stretch where we've done some good things offensively, and today I was just, the only thing I was disappointed in is when we didn't make some shots. There were some good shots that we kind of got away from creating those same looks, and that's just something that with some maturity and with some, you know, continued work that we'll get better at. But Miami's a very good team. They're big. They hurt us inside. They hurt us on the glass. And, you know, hats off to Rion Brown. He had a great game, you know. I think he was shooting 12% from the three heading into today's game. But he stepped up his game and played extremely well. So you got to give him credit. And you just got to keep, you know, like I said, you got to get back to work and you got to keep improving. And at 10-3 right now, we have a tough stretch. Obviously, it's a tough opening stretch in this league. But we got to, you know, keep our heads up and get back to work.
It seemed like you did a pretty good job of keeping the ball away from your bigs, clogging the lanes, that kind of thing. And it seemed to really affect you guys on the offensive end.
Well, Daniel got 7 shots. Robert got 7 shots. Cam got 7 shots. So that's 21 shots in the post. I thought we got the ball inside pretty good. We didn't score as much as we have in the past, and we didn't make as good of decisions in there as we have in the past. So that's just something that we need to, you know, continue to improve on. As I said, they're big, and you may not be able to score on the first side. What you have to do against them is get the ball to the second and third side. And when we are able to do that, we are able to generate some good looks at the basket, both in the post and outside. We just early, or at least, you know, the first 15 minutes or so made enough to keep the game close. I thought the last 5 minutes was of the first half was a big point in that game. And yet both Robert and Daniel on the bench with foul trouble, I thought that really hurt us.
Larkin, with his quickness, created a lot of open shots for his teammates.
Yeah, he's good. 6 assists, 1 turnover. We didn't do as good a job of defending the dribble and the ball screen action today as we need to. So that's an area that we need to get a lot better at. You know, it's hard when the team sets about 150 ball screens and your guards are keep getting hit by them. You know, that's a tough thing to cover.
Yeah, Marcus took a couple hits beginning of the game on those screens. I guess that set the tone, what they were trying to do.
You said it better than I did.
This obviously was a tougher opponent than you had faced probably previous this year. Did you learn anything about your team today?
Well, I mean, we played a pretty good Illinois team. And, you know, the thing is, they're good. And as I said, I mean, I think you got to just look in the mirror and say at this particular point, on January 5th, they're a better team than we are. And they got a pretty good upper class there, and I think they relied on those guys. And, you know, I liked a lot some of the stuff we did. We need to finish some plays on offense. And the one thing is we have to defend better. And our defense has to create some offensive opportunities for us, and we didn't. We didn't get any clean rebounds that first half, so we had no fast break points. We just have to, you know, we have to do a better job of that. Our bench was outscored 26-19. Obviously, Brown was a big part of that. But, you know, with our depth, our bench needs to do a great job of making a big difference in the game.
It seemed like in the second half, when you were trying to make a run, you just weren't able to string enough good possessions on both ends of the floor to really to get into them. Is that
right? I thought, you know, you need... It's, you know, it's a 10-point game at halftime. We gave up 2 offensive rebounds in the last 3 minutes for layups. So, you know, if you just take care of the board work, it's a two-possession game, you know. And so we start in the second half, and at the end of the first, you know, TV timeout, it's still 10 points. And we gave up 6 points or 4 points again on offensive rebounds. So we just weren't able to. You got to get two or three consecutive stops in there and then have good offensive possessions. We were never able to get those two or three stops and then two or three good offensive possessions as well. We had some, again, you know, we had some pretty good looks at the basket, and, you know, but you can't have making shots be your motivating factor if you're playing on the other end of the court, because those nights are going to happen. And so we're just not quite there yet to be able to sustain it on the defensive end if things aren't going well on offense. So that kind of answers your question. That's something that learned tonight. We got to do a better job of that.
Are you curious, after this you've got NC State, you've got Duke coming up pretty soon. Are you curious to see how your young guys are going to react?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as I said, you know, this is a different situation now this year because of the 18 league game schedule. We play two less non-conference games, and so you would have two high-quality teams that you would have played in the non-conference that you didn't play because you have those in the conference play. So we're still not as tested as you'd like to be at this time. And you mentioned who we're playing. You forgot we have North Carolina in that mix as well. You know, so, you know, our young guys have been great, but you have to rely on your veterans during that. During those tough times. Those are the guys that are going to have to set the tone and tempo for staying positive and understanding it's a long season. And I always say it, and I've said it to our guys, I've said it to you guys before, you don't put in all the work you don't put in all the work and all the time and all that stuff to eliminate the tough times, because they're coming. In this league, they're coming. You put that in order to be able to fight through it, and that's we're hit on it after the first game. So, again, right now where we're at, wins and losses come and go, and you have to keep looking at the performance, and right now our performance today wasn't good enough.
It seems like Solomon gave you a little spark in the last couple of minutes off the bench. Is that something that maybe he will be able to do as the season progresses?
Yeah, again, you got to give him another 3-4 weeks before he gets accustomed to what's going on. I mean, he's out there, we're calling stuff, he's had no idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he had a shadow.
Yeah, you know, and so now we're picking up full court. We call that coverage. He looks at me like I'm from Mars, you know what I mean? He doesn't know.